Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, let's just praise him.
There's no question of your greatness.
Nobody is greater than God.
No,
thank you, Jesus. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is great and he is greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God. We're going to bless you and lift you up right now, God. Before we do anything else, we're going to call on your name, Lord. Before we do anything else, Lord, we're going to acknowledge you as being the sole source of the very essence of our creation. We're going to bless you, God, because you are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. There is nobody that is greater than you, Lord. There is nobody that can compare. There is nobody that is equal. You are great, God. And we want to bow down to you right now. We want to reverence you right now. We want to let you know how much we appreciate you, God. We want to let you know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we love you on today. We want to let you know right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you mean any and everything unto us, Father God. It's a lot of times, Lord, that we get consumed and wrapped up with the cares of this world and this life, that we do not glorify you and give you what is due you. But we want to do it right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you are God by yourself. Nobody is greater than you. You are the one that sits high and looks low. You are the one that is our creator of all creations. It is your God. And we want to give you all the salutations. We want to give you all the glory. We want to give you all the praise. Hallelujah. 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 For you are God. You are God. You are God. You are God. We know that you can handle it, Lord. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it. We know that you can rearrange it. We know, God, who you are. And you are God all by yourself. Hallelujah. And we want to bless you. We want to bless you right now, God. We want to bless you, Lord. We want to bless you, Lord. Tell you how much we love you. Tell you how much we adore you. And let you know, Father God, that you mean any and everything unto us, Lord. We are not going to be too modest. We are not going to be too cute. We ain't going to worry about who's looking at what nobody else is doing. But we are going to give it to you, God. Because that's why you created us. To worship you with the very fruit of our lips. So we dare not allow any rocks to cry out for us. We're going to give you that sound, God. You like the sound, Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to give it to you, God. Because you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, God. 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 He cut little locosia. Oh, my mind, little locosia. We're going to bless you, God. Because when praises go up, the blessings come down. We know as long as we worshiping you and praising you, that we're going to be in your presence. And that's a safe place. We know as long as we opening up our mouths and exalting you, God, we know without a shadow of a doubt, can't nothing slide in. Can't nothing come in. Sickness cannot dwell in your presence. Nothing that is contrary to your word can dwell in your presence. No worry and no fear can dwell in your presence. It's only you, God. It's only you, God. It's only you, God. It's only you, God. God. And we're going to bless you. We're going to reverence you. We're going to give you our best on today. Because you are the only one, Father God, that is important. It's all about you. It's not about me. It's not about him or they were us. But it's about you, God. And we're going to bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Because you're a worthy God. You're a worthy God. We're casting all our cares at your feet. We're casting all our cares at your feet. We're giving it all to you right now. Every worry, every problem, every concern, everything that causes us to be discombobulated in our minds, we land it down at your feet. Any and everything that causes us to be unconscious, we're landing at your feet because nobody is greater than you. You is our Diocosia. Oh, ha, 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 ha. You are God by yourself. You are God by yourself. Oh, Baba, Shandiriloko, Sandirilakasia. Nobody can compare. Nobody is equal. Nobody is greater than you. Nobody can stand before you. You don't want to hold all power in your hand. You are the one, God. You are the one that can fix it all. You are the one that can erase it all, God. It is you, Lord. It is you, Lord. It is you, God. He cut it up, shut it like I see you. And we want me a go shut now. We just want to settle in you, Lord. We just want to settle in you, Lord. We want to rest in you today. He cut me a little loco shana. Hi, a loco sana. Oh, God. There's no safer place. There's no safer place than being in your presence. There's no better place to be, Daddy Okoshanida, like I see ya. We want to be in your body, Okoshanida, because we know there's healing in your presence, God. We know, God, that there is provision in your presence, Lord. We know that you can work miracles in your presence. So we want to sit right there. We are not in a hurry to get out of your presence. But we want to sit right there. We want to bask in your presence, Lord. We want to lay at your feet. We want to hear your voice, God. We want you to rain on us today, God. We need you to rain on us, God. We want you to fill us today with your spirit. Reveal your glory, God. Manifest your glory, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We worship you, God. We worship you, God. We're going to give you our best. Because you gave us your best, your only son, the least we could do. Oh, God. Hey, God. love you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, as we get ready to go forward, God. Oh God, the word that you have given me to give to your people because of fire on my tongue, that it'll burn up any and everything that's not like you, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my Lord, my God, my Redeemer. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he come in a local seed that you would allow me to decrease, that you may increase, God, that your will, your purpose, your plan will be performed just as you designed it and ordained it, declared it, and even decreed it. I'm asking you to do it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we seek your face. Open up our understanding on today, Father God. Let nobody leave out here the same. Let nobody be confused, because you are not a God of confusion, God. Open up our understanding, God. Oh God, and give us a heart of flesh that we may be able to accept your word, your way, your plan for our lives individually, Lord, because you know each and every last one of us by name. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Restore us back into our proper position. Our original state, which is good. Because you said everything that you made is good. Return us back into our original state, which is good, God. Oh God, when we are my mind and uncle see with me, we uncle shunna. We may seek your face even the more, God, without hesitation, doubt, compromises, Father God, or even fear.
Everybody together, ready?
Because nobody can do us like you, God. We tell you we love you. Because you are so mindful of us then, even now, God. We thank you for being mindful of us. We love you. Ooh, oh God.
Let's stay in this room. Let's stay together. Bless
God. Oh God, we yati oko si.
He deserves to be magnified about right now.
Hey! Hallelujah. 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 You deserve it, God. You deserve it, God. We don't give it to you enough, but we want to give it to you now. For God is the one who holds all the power. the very palm of his hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. These songs are so appropriate for what he has ministered to me about, that I may minister to you guys. I thank God for Jesus. Jesus is the reason. I thank God for Jesus. I thank him for that blood. Thinking about us. Then he was thinking about us thousands of years ago, that we may be in existence now. Thank you. Ooh. Ooh. Nobody is greater than him. Nobody is greater than him. Jesus. 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 The Lord woke me up on this morning, and he woke me up maybe about 2 something. And he started talking to me. He started talking to me about some things. He started talking to me about us yet again. I want y'all to get y'all books, because I'm not going to tarry. I want y'all to get y'all books, and I want y'all to go to the book of John. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is so awesome. God is so great. To your wisdom, there is no end. It ain't nobody like him, y'all. For you alone. Ain't nobody like him. You are God alone. Ain't nobody like him. It's so many times in our lives that we deceive our own selves and thinking and believing that we ain't got no way of escape, that we ain't got no way to get out, that we ain't got no way to get past. We cannot get over some stuff. It's a lot of times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that it can't get no worse, that this is the worst that it is, and we cannot bear it, or it is just too much. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of even allowing ourselves to be degraded and segregated, even within, all because of the burdens that we bear. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that it will not change. We as people have a tendency of thinking and believing these things because of the situation that we are in, because of concerns that we have, and because of the challenges that we face. We have a tendency of thinking and believing that it is just too much. But it's not. It's not. We look for help. We look for solutions. We look for resolutions. We look for all kind of different explanations and all kind of different other stuff from everybody else and everything, because we think and believe that if I do this, then it'll make this better. If I change this, then this will stop. Or if I overcome this, then I'll be able to. And it don't never work. I want to ask y'all, how is it working out for you? Is it even working out? Because sometimes we think and believe that we can work it all out, because this is our saying here. I gotta make it happen. Because if I don't, who will? Or we have a tendency of saying within ourselves, I don't need nobody to do nothing for me. I got this. Because it's all about me and mine. These are the things that we say to ourselves because we think and believe that this is how it goes, or this is the way it's supposed to be, because of what we are used to, these challenges, these burdens, these struggles, these concerns that we have. Let's go to the book of John, you guys, chapter 10. Of the sermon today is the Shepherd's Door, passage to life's abundance. We have a tendency of thinking and believing that we are living a life in an abundance because we got the new house, the new car, we got the plush job, we got the pretty clothes, we got the clientele, we got the business, we got this, we got that. When in actuality, you don't have that abundance because you are still in a state of torment. You're still in a place of depression and sadness and lost hope, and 99% of time you even want to just give it all up and kill yourself. We as people have not come to that life's abundance because we have not even realized that and who the passage and the doorway is, because it's always open. We don't understand a whole lot of stuff that we go through not knowing. And I told y'all a few Sundays ago that it's a prepping process. How in the world can you get, you can walk up to a door and if you don't turn that knob, that's the effort. Right? If I walk up to this door and I don't turn this knob, then I'm just standing at the door. And I'm waiting. But what am I waiting for? Because I don't even know what I'm waiting for, because I don't know my purpose. I don't know what I need to do next. I don't know what God wants me to do. I don't even know that. See, we get stuck right there standing at this door right here. We stand at this door and we won't even turn the knob. We'll grab the knob, but we're afraid of what's on the other side. Because I've had several people tell me so many times, as long as I was doing this and doing that, I was fine. But as soon as I changed my life and turned to the Lord, it seemed like all hell broke loose. It ain't that all hell broke loose. It was just the hell was already loose, but it tried to break you. It was already, don't y'all know hell is already loose? It's already been loose because Jesus have not came yet for the second time to bring the new earth. So it's already loose. How's it already loose? Because Lucifer, the devil, Satan, whoever, whatever you want to call him, is the prince of the air. So is it not loose? I'm not making this stuff up. The Bible says he is the prince of the air. So if he is the prince of the air, then he got some kind of authority in the land for to bring you what? Misery, torment, challenges, concerns, worries, fears, and then all this other stuff. All this other stuff. But Jesus came that we may be able to be reassured that, go right back over there again and open that door again. Close it back. Go back. Close it back. Go back. Y'all see how she did it? How many times we done opened up the door and stopped and went back in there, and then we came back and then we stopped and went back there? How many times we done did that? And then what did she do? Afterwards, she closed that door behind her. She closed it. How many times you went through a door and when you came through it and after you got, you closed it behind you? That's just like standing before it and it's closed and you ain't turning that knob, right? So you ain't making that effort. So if you close that door behind you, you ain't gonna go back through that door. How many times you done closed the door and you ain't wanna go back through it? You ain't wanna go back through it. Okay, let me put it another way. How many relationships that you did and you ain't want to get back? How many friends or people or family members that you say, I ain't doing it? You done closed that cotton picking door. You done got past that. But then when you go back, ain't gonna make an F or Y because you can already close the door, right? Okay, let's go to the book, y'all. St. John chapter 10. St. John chapter 10. Let's go to chapter 10. Let's go to a book where Jesus was talking to his disciples and talking to the people to let them know that we as individual, it's a door, the shepherd's door, and then it's a calling, passage to life's abundance. So the first thing I'm going to do is read the definition to a shepherd, because a lot of us don't really understand what a shepherd is. We think a shepherd is just a bishop, a pastor, an apostle, a prophet, a bishop. That's what we think it is. But there is a greater shepherd. We're talking about a good shepherd. We're talking about the kind of shepherd, baby, that will not only protect you. The Bible says he'll put a fence around you. He says that he's your shield and your bulwark. He says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And if he stand before you, who can even... Come on, y'all. I'm just saying. We talking about the shepherd that has all power in his hand. We're talking about that shepherd that not only has a power in his hand, but that shepherd can speak a word and even the very wind will obey him. The waters will calm down. We're talking about that shepherd right there. I'm going to try not to get beside myself this morning. Shepherd. It's guide or guard in a manner of giving advice and instruction to someone regarding the course or process to be followed. That's what a shepherd does. And through this whole book, he gives us advice. He gives us instructions. He even gives us examples. In doing so, how many times we did not want to turn that knob? We didn't want to make an effort to do it because what we say is hard. Oh, that's just too much. You know what? God know my heart. He showed you. That's why he got you doing it. Because we all but a heathen and a wretch undone. He already know your heart. So please, y'all, don't say that no more. God knows my heart. You give yourself an excuse to do what? Sin. That's just an excuse. Don't justify your mess. Because he ain't going to bless it. God don't bless no mess. I'm telling y'all. I'm for real. A door. The shepherd's door. See, we all think, been talking about this door up all morning. Okay. A door is a barrier by which an entry is closed and opened. The opening through which one can enter or leave a structure. A means of access. There it is. Or right of entering or participating. That's what a door is. The shepherd's door. The passage to life's abundance. What is the passage? A way of exit or entrance by which something passes. We don't want to get past nothing, y'all. We still holding on to old hurts. We still holding on to old ties, soul ties. We entangle and mangle and we stuck to the spider's web. And he done put that web around us that we can't even get out. So we are being suffocated by our own what? Torment. Where? In the mind. In the minds. In the minds. The action or process of passing from one place, one condition, or a stage to another. That's that passage. So we want to get to that place. We want to go past that one stage, that one condition. I told y'all on New Year's Eve, I don't want to be in the same state of mind, condition, or even position that I was in last year.
Okay, amen.
I just don't. I'm moving forward and I'm pressing.
Yes.
When I say pressing, I'm pressing. I'm like that woman that touched the hem of his garment, baby.
Come on, me too.
Because she wasn't up here, she was down there. So I'm pressing. I'm gonna stay down there so that I may be able to touch. Baby, I ain't even gotta touch the hem. Give me the thread that's hanging from the hem. I just want a piece. Just a piece. Did I? Just the wind. Even the wind. She said, give me the wind. I'll take the wind. When I sit up here and tell you, listen to this. A passage is a continuous movement or flow. Who wants to be stuck? Who wants to be like Lot's wife? The Bible never even told us her name. And she just got stuck. Why? Keep on looking. And as she was looking, you ain't going to look back if you ain't thinking back. How can you go to your next chapter when you still at the... He trying to end that story so you can begin another story, but you still stuck back there and you wondering why you mad. You mad because you still thinking about the head, the was, that right there. So we can't get past something. We the passage to life abundance. It's to go past or across. It's forward moving in time or place. At some point, we got to mature naturally as well as spiritually, that we won't keep holding on to stuff that torments in us, in our minds, in our thoughts, that we get so stuck or we get so messed up or so wrapped up that we can't go across. We can't move forward. We can't let it go. Well, we can't let it go. They ain't apologize to me, then guess what? You gonna go to your grave still waiting on them to apologize to you because they ain't gonna do it. They'll do any and everything else. They'll give you a gift. They'll say, ooh, I did. They'll try to butter you up, but they ain't gonna say, I apologize, because they're not gonna take accountability. Why? Because they're ashamed, they're embarrassed, or either they're afraid about what you may say or even how you may say reject. Don't nobody want to. He said a passage to life's abundance. There's only one way we can get on that passage to enter into life's abundance, and that's through Jesus. I'm finna prove it to you. St. John, chapter 10. What is life, y'all? Do we really know what life is? Let me tell you what it says. I'm going to tell you what Webster says in Thesaurus, and then I'm going to tell you what Jesus said about it. Okay? See, the Bible says first natural, then that which is spiritual. We don't understand the spiritual things, and I ain't trying to choke nobody. So I got to first give us the natural that we may be able to comprehend the spiritual, that we may be able to embrace the truth. Because if we don't embrace the truth, we still going to be what? Stuck and looking behind. Wondering, or even, and then when you see somebody else going past you, you wonder why you still back there, because you ain't made an effort. That you ain't did this right here. You got to turn and then push. You just can't go to a door and stand there. When you turn it, it ain't gonna open by itself. I don't care if it is revolving. When I go to that door, it ain't even got a knob, it got a handle. I got to still grab that handle. See, you got to grab a hold of something first in order to be able to embrace. How can I hug you if I don't first grab a hold to you? How can I kiss you if I don't first? I got to grab a hold to your face first, right? All right? In order for, I'm just saying. Life, the sequence of physical and mental experiences that make up the existence of an individual. One or more aspects of the process of living. Life is spiritual existence transcending. If we didn't have a spirit, we wouldn't have life. Did y'all know that? If God take his spirit out of us, then we would not have life. We wouldn't have life. What is life? It's a way or manner of living. It's an active strength of our body or mind. It's a period during which something exists, it lasts, or is what? In progress. The form or pattern of something existing in reality. Ain't that what we do? That's what we do. Well, I'm going to say that again. The form or pattern of something existing in reality. We walk by faith, not by sight. But this is what they say. But the Bible says the same thing, but in a spiritual aspect. An opportunity for continued viability. And what is a viability? It's capable of growing, developing, or functioning adequately. That's what life is. I'm going to say it again. Life is the ability and capability of growing, developing, and functioning adequately. We all got mental disorders. I ain't crazy. No, you don't. But if you got a, an attitude problem, that's a mental disorder because it ain't normal. If you got that know-it-all spirit, that ain't normal. That's a mental disorder. Because there's only one person who knows it all. If you walking around and you all the time depressed, that ain't normal. That ain't normal. If you all the time want to kill yourself or just want to give up, that's not normal. If you have anxiety attacks, that's not normal, y'all. All the stuff I'm talking about, even I'm using myself as an example. All this stuff ain't normal. It ain't normal for you to walk around and look at somebody and don't just say hi. I don't care who they is. Okay. I don't care how. That's not normal. Right. It's not. Somebody called me the other day, and as I was talking to them and ministering to them, they wanted to do a marriage counseling session. And I said, okay, set it up for them and everything. And then I said, well, where your husband at? They said, oh, he in there. We ain't been talking for 2-3 days. I said, y'all sleeping in the same bed? She said, yeah. I said, y'all ain't normal.
Okay, come on.
And I'm not being funny.
Right.
How could you sleep with somebody, be around them, and not literally? That ain't normal. That's strange. So we all got a mental disorder in some form or some fashion, some more extinct and some more hectic. Can I say hectic? That's what I just heard, hectic. We all got issues. We all got struggles. We all got problems. And in that abnormality, God says, I can give you life in abundance. How can you give me life in an abundance when I'm scared of everything? Fear is not normal, y'all. Confusion is not normal, y'all. Not understanding is not normal, y'all. For the Bible says, in all you're getting, get what? An understanding. And God, Jesus, the Spirit, is the type that wants you to understand it. So if you don't get it one way, he'll give you another example. He'll show you that he's not going to just give up on you right quick like we give up on each other. That ain't normal, y'all. That ain't how he constituted us. He had me when I was praying this morning in the sanctuary. He had me. I said, Lord, return us back into our original state. What is our original state? He said, good. Why you say this? That's our original state. Because the Bible says that he made male and female, and everything that he made was what? Good. We did not come back until we became disobedient.
Come on.
Disobedience opened up the what? The door for bad, for evil, for rebellion. I'm just telling y'all what the book say. This is what the book say. I ain't making this stuff up. I'm telling y'all such scriptures. St. John chapter 10. We're going to start at verse 1. Verily, verily. Verily means I'm begging you. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. We always trying to do stuff our own way, act our own way, make it happen, do it happen, go over and beyond, manipulate. We always want to lie. We want to cheat. We want to do it any and other kind of way just to try to prove something to somebody else, when in actuality we only trying to prove something to ourselves. Because even though they got it this way, I want to get it. Ain't nothing easy, y'all. It ain't nothing easy. When you pray, that's work.
No,
it's labor. Baby, when you go to work and you laboring manually, you be so tired. When you pray and you laboring, you be so tired. Did you hear what I say? Don't mess around and go into warfare. You're going to be extremely pooped when you're done. For real, for real. You're going to be like, I just want some water and something to eat. Show be hungry and thirsty. We talking about natural things that intertwines with the spiritual things. And then we get confused in knowing that they are both separate. He said first natural, then that which is spiritual. You cannot intertwine the two and not be in a place of confusion. You got to be able to distinguish the one from the other, or you're going to always be walking around tormented, competing, and all kind of abnormalities because of the way you look at yourself and your what? Life. How can we receive? How can we receive that passage of life? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold is your covering. It's that fence. It's that protection. It's that, okay, he said, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. How in the world do you think you're going to be able to do it that way when we've been doing it this way, the way the book said, and you think you're going to get it? It don't work like that. So stop looking at everybody else. Thinking that, because you don't know what they went through. You don't know how long they've been going through it. And you don't know what it took them to get over it. So you got to do some laboring for yourself. You got to do some labor. And in the midst of you laboring for yourself, guess what? He going to have you laboring for other folk too. Because it's not just about you. We be so I, me, and mine, it's we, us, and I. Yes. The one spirit. Yes. He said we fitly joined together, compacted, baby. Y'all ever have sardines in a can? When you open them up, they be so stuck that you cannot pull one out by itself. Even if you get a fork and try to pull it, you still gonna break a piece off the other one. So how can I tell you I don't need you, I don't want you, I get the... I'm just saying. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. So how could I be a shepherd of the sheep? You could, because you could shepherd your own self by what? Returning to your original state. Which is good. Which is good. If I enter into this door, if I make an effort to turn this knob, the next thing I got to do is what? Y'all see how that door is rubbing up against that car? It's hard for me to push that door. I just can't go up and turn. I got to. Come on. So you got to press some days in that challenge. Come on. You got to force yourself sometimes, because sometimes, baby, we just don't have no kind of virtue, no energy, no stamina, and no strength whatsoever. But you got to keep moving forward. You just can't stop. Okay, he said that I can't do it like a thief and a robber. What do a thief and a robber do? They try to manipulate. They try to steal. They try to do. They try to. They want any and everything that you got. So they gonna try to take what you got because they want it. And again, they don't know what you had to go through. What do Jacqueline Carr say? If it wasn't for the beating, the pressing, and the whooping, and the kicking, the biting, and the scratching, baby, I wouldn't have never know what you put inside of me, because I'm so worried about what you put inside of somebody else that I want they stuff that I can't even see what you put inside of me. I'm blinded. Say it again, girl. I just preached a sermon a few Sundays ago. The troubles we bear. We be troubled by the troubles of other people. Trouble on top of our own trouble that make us even more trouble in our troubles. All them cotton picking troubles. I don't want the T, the R, the O, the U, the B, L, and show nothing, not the S. I don't want none of that. I want to have access through that door. If I got access through that door, I know without it, it'll go see a shadow of a doubt. The enemy can't enter in. And if he try, he got an axe. And I done told y'all 100 times, he just God's flunky. He's his flunky. He can't do absolutely nothing to you. He got no right, no power, and show enough, no authority. He got authority over the prince of the air, but he ain't got no authority over your life, baby. He can't even walk past you and praise you without him going. Say that the Lord said, what? What the Bible said that the sons of God came up there to report. And in the midst of them reporting, the Bible says Satan came too. And the Lord say, wait a minute, y'all be quiet for a minute. What are you doing? He say, oh, I ain't doing nothing but walking to and fro, seeing whom I can sift like wheat, devour and kill and steal and destroy. He said, okay, let me give you something to do. Have you considered my son Job? Said, he's not gonna let the devil come to you and do nothing that he know you can't handle. If you fall, baby, it's because you ain't turned that knob and made the effort. It's because you ain't went through that door, you just went to the door. Sometimes you just gotta push and go through. You just can't go to it and stop it, then push and say, ooh, that's hard. No, you gotta press, baby. You gotta put you. You better act like you in a SWAT team. Boom! Kick that door down, baby. I ain't even gonna push. I'm kicking and fighting. So he say we suffer violence, but we what? Take it by force, baby. He can't have none. God said that I can have. And if by chance he try to give me a test to take me through a trial to make me think and believe that I can't have it, I'm going to say, Lord, help me and give me my strength while I'm at my weakest, because I know without a shadow of a doubt I am more than a conqueror. That's the book. He said, but he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. And what is a porter? A person stationed at a door or gate to admit or assist those entering. A person who carries burdens. I just told y'all they didn't know about you then. The Bible says that we are supposed to bear the burdens of one another. He did not. Listen to me. I want y'all to understand that scripture. Because in bearing the burdens of one another, he did not say carry the burdens of one another. So you can bear the burdens by giving them a testimony and lifting them up and encouraging them and edifying them and letting them know that they can get through, because you already done been through it. And then once you encourage them and you lift that thing up after you be done prayed for, baby, you go get that thing to the Lord. Because you don't want to be troubled by the troubles of others. I'm telling you, my daughter had called me the other day. She said, you talked to your son. I picked her up yesterday. I said, no, I talked to him for a minute. She said, well, there's such going on. And this such, and he ain't told you, mama. I said, no, I ain't told you. She said, he's scared to tell you because he know you're going to take him to the doctor. I said, yeah, I'm going to take him to the doctor. So I'm going to tell you, I'll keep my son in prayer because his blood in his bowel moon. And so I told my daughter like this. I say, I ain't going to trouble myself with the troubles of my children. I say, if he want me to take him to the doctor, he going to call me. I said, but in the meantime and in between time, I know somebody named Jesus. He said, by his stripes, I'm healed. So why should I carry that burden and be troubled within my mind when I know about it? I done picked it up and I'm just going to give it to the man in charge, the head man in charge, because I know he hold all power in his hand. And see, the enemy wants to come and try to distract. I ain't even got to that part yet. Y'all know I get ahead of myself sometimes. You know, he wants you to be distracted, baby. He want to bring some challenges and some tests to your life that you get all discombobulated in your mind and in your heart, that you get to doubt, you get scared, you get slack, and you ain't making no effort to turn that knob and enter through that door. That's what he want to do. And he always try to use my son, y'all. Yo, chill. He always try to use my, he the baby. I got 2 kids. My daughter, she is 36, and my son, 33. He always use, he been using my son ever since he was 5 years old. And every time I be like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm putting it in the hands of the Lord, and then I know what God can do. and come on, let's go to church. I ain't feeling go back. Let's go. I want to get on the altar. I love this right here. I love laying on my face. I love being in his presence because I know that if I am in his presence, can't none of that stuff enter in. No sickness, no disease, no virus. Y'all know when the COVID virus is up, the Lord ain't allowed me to close it, lock that door, not now time. We still have service. Ain't nobody. Did I say I ain't even catch COVID? And I still, see, I'm a hands-on person. I still was laying hands. I still was praying. I still was, and I did what? And if they call, they come in here coughing. I say, just put on a mask and then we got, wait a minute, hold on. Drink a little bit of this blessed soil. According to what worketh in you, you already healed. You already healed. Because I know that blood of Jesus did something for us. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. Sometimes we get mute, deaf, dumb. We did. The most thing that we do the most is get amnesia.
Come on,
Pastor. Oh, I forgot. Or oh, I don't remember that. No. Yeah, you remember. You just don't want to admit it. You don't want to accept it. And you you don't remember because you what? Disregarded it? Or you swept it under the rug? How about you just bypassed it? You made an effort to do that, but you ain't make an effort to push that door and turn that knob, did you? Come on, somebody. To him the porter opens and sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. That's what a shepherd does. A shepherd will take you in that sheepfold. A sheepfold is when y'all know. But I'm going to say it anyway because he want me to say it anyway. Because I'm trying to hurry up and get to the good part. It's all good to me. So I'm just going to start here. A sheepfold is when you are hedges around and it's a whole bunch of sheep, but there's one individual in there that's protecting them sheep like David. He killed the lions, the tigers, and the bears, baby.
Come on, come on.
When they tried to come and take his daddy's sheep. Now, mind you, they weren't even his. They were somebody else's. So I'm going to say it again, it ain't all about you.
Come on.
They weren't even his. And he killed the lions, the tigers, and the bears. And we gonna talk about Goliath. He killed some stuff. And he didn't run from it. He said when a lion came and tried to take shit, he said, I grabbed it by the mouth. He did not even let it clamp down on him. Because he knew it was gonna be painful. So it's some things that we gotta go through. It may hurt, but it ain't going to bite. Because he ain't going to let it clamp down on you. Because if it clamp down on you, it may kill you. He said he wants you to have life in an abundance, baby. He did not say make your bed in hell. He said, I have no delight that any of my people should perish, not even the very weak. So he don't want none of us to die or go to perdition. He don't. He don't. We're talking about Jesus. This is who. These are the things that he said. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own by his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. You got to start listening. Sometimes we go into prayer, baby. We be in such a hurry to get out of his presence that we can't hear him talking. We ain't even waiting for him to talk because we tormented in what we praying about. Instead of going and saying, Lord, help. We go to him and we say pity party. We want him to feel sorry for us. Lord, why you let this happen? And Lord, this such and such and such and such. He had pity on us when he hung up there on that cross, y'all. That's all the pity that we need. He said, by his stripes we are healed. That means in any and every area of your life. It could be your marriage, your home, your finances, your job. I wouldn't give a rat's tail what it is. By his stripes you are healed. You have salvation and freedom from any and everything that try to torment you in this life. And even if it's something that you want, he said, I'm going to even give you that if you delight in me.
Okay, come on.
Don't y'all know he already gave us the keys? He gave us the keys already. We just don't walk up to the door. We don't put the key in. We don't turn the knob. And when we do go up to the door, we can't get in because the key that we have has become invisible because of the power that worketh in us. And what is that? Unbelief, doubt, fear, compromise, hesitation, sin. These are all the things that prevent us from utilizing those keys that has been freely given to us. We got access, y'all. We got access to this life of an abundance. I'm a walking, living witness to it. We got access to this life in abundance. And I ain't talking about just stuff. I'm talking about in your body, baby. There is absolutely nothing that he cannot heal. Y'all don't want me to start giving y'all these testimonies about my life of an abundance. The things that I experienced on my own when man said one thing, God said, When they was waiting on me just to simply just die, they told my mama, it ain't nothing else we can do. We just going to wait for it. And I was 34 years old. I said, and all while I was laying there, I couldn't move, paralyzed from my neck all the way down. The Lord said, I'm not going to heal you. I'm going to make you whole. Baby, I couldn't walk. I ain't just walking. I'm running now. I was twisted up, baby. They told me that I had to have speech therapy, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. Baby, at that time and at that moment, I was so mad and so angry, and I was sitting in my house. I told them that came out there 2 days. On that third day when they came out there, I told my mama, say, what's wrong with you? I say, tell them to get out. Get out of here. I could not even hardly get it out, baby. You hear what I say? I'm going to say on day number 12, I was talking like I'm talking now when I could not even talk. Baby, I was moving around when I walked out. I was all crippled up. Baby, I'm talking about Jesus. By his stripes, I'm here. I don't know about nobody else, but I believe God. I believe he could drive any and every fluid that comes in or through my body because he did it. He dried up the Red Sea, the Jordan River, and the lady with the issue of blood. They told me that they wanted to do surgery on my head because I had fluid on my brain. And it was in the front temple. They wanted to put a shirt on my head while I carry a tube in the bag for the rest of my life. I say, who do you? I say, do you believe in God? He said, yeah, I believe in God. I know God because he was so kind of, I believe in God and I know God, but you know God gave us the wisdom too. I said, no, he did not give you the wisdom. He gave you the knowledge. I said, but I know an all-wise God. And if he dried up the Red Sea, the Jordan River, baby, and the woman with the issue of blood, this is but a small thing to him. I went back 3 months later. They still can't find fluid today. Baby, I had a cyst on my brain in my front temporal lobe. They said it would cause me to be a vegetable if it got any bigger. When I first went there, it was the size of a dime. I went back 6 months later, it was the size of a quarter. And they said, well, we're going to have to do this and we're going to have to do that. And they wanted to put me on all these machines and do all this surgery. And I told them, I say, no, I know the first surgeon in the whole wide world. And it ain't Jesus, it was God. The creator of who? Jesus. And they can't find it today. Can't find it today. They done tried to tell me that they saw a lump in there. I say, baby, my girls ain't going nowhere. They may not be as big as yours. But I know that I'm just saying I know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even it ain't even enter into our hearts what he can do. Eyes have not seen him, ears have not heard, baby, what he got prepared for y'all. Got dudes just love him. So you know you got all kind of stuff. We worrying about the wrong stuff. We are not entering in through the door of the life and abundance because we worrying about this life right here. Oh yeah, I know when I die I'm gonna have a mansion, I'll be walking on gold. Now, the Bible says we can have all that stuff in this life, in this right now. Baby, we ain't gotta wait. But where's your faith? Where's your belief? God may tell you something you're afraid to step out on it because you think ain't nobody going to support you. I don't need nobody to support me because God is the only one I'm leaning on anyway.
Come on.
He the one to regulate the minds of the people, baby. He tells us not to despise small beginnings. Because he got to teach us how to accept some things. We don't know how to accept that abundance yet. Because he can't even trust us with the little. We squanderers. And let's go back to three. To him the porter opens and the sheep hears his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. I know I got ahead of myself. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. You better stop. I got to say this scripture real loud. You better stop being tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine that comes. And when he say that, he ain't just talking about your spirituality and the books that you read. He talking about the conversations that you have, baby. You be tossed to and fro in the midst of a conversation and a word can be said and you threw all out of whack, baby. You so discombobulated you can't even focus and you got your chin in your neck, or either you done segregated yourself, you done separated yourself. I ain't gonna do it. And it ain't absolutely nothing that you was thinking. How about God is trying to take you out of that place of degradation and segregation? How about he's trying to get you to be able to stand firm? We don't know how to stand firm. Y'all know it's a song that say, deliver me from people. The name of it is people. Lord, deliver me from the crazy folk, the prideful people. And then I like this part here. And deliver me from me, because I'm one of them people. Deliver me from me because of my overthinking, because of my perception, because of my insight and my viewpoints. Oh, how about them opinions? Deliver me from me, God, because I'm messed up. Did I say I even? I'm messed up. Deliver me from me, God. It's okay to take accountability and acknowledge that mess is going on in the inside of you. Because if you don't face you, how in the world can you face God? You can. He said, I want you to be able to come to me without a spot or a wrinkle. So I got to prep you. I got to prime you. I got to sift some stuff. I got to move some. What did he say in the book? He said, I got to grind some things. I got to grind some. I got to scale you. I need to cut some things out that with power and with force. I got to make you over. But you don't want me to make you over because you want to do what you want to do. So in other words, you're a thief and a robber. Because you're trying to get into heaven another way. And you ain't going to be able to. You're going to slide down that slippery slope, baby. And you ain't got on no skis. That's going to be a bumpy ride.
That's
going
to be a bumpy.
By the time you get to the bottom, you the avalanche. By the time you get to the bottom, you the avalanche. What the world was that? Boom, boom, boom. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am. I love that word right there. I am the door of the sheep. Y'all the sheep. He the door. I've been telling y'all that all the while, ain't I? All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear me. We can't hear because we got our own motives, our own hidden intentions. We got our own perspectives. We got our own scenarios and our own plan. We want to do it our way. I used to always say this. I say, you know what? By the time I get 50, I want to be retired. I want to be all set and such and such, 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 such. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. The Lord say, I'm going to put you in full-time ministry. I say, oh, okay. So by the time I'm 50 and such, 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 I'm going to, baby, I have not worked a secular job since February the 26th, the year 2000. I'm trying to figure out. I wasn't nowhere near 50 then, Jesus. And I ain't had no money. I was sleeping in my car, my truck, me and my kids. I'm trying to figure out where I went from plush life to little life. I'm trying to figure out what's really going on, Lord. What really done happened. I'm trying to figure out how I went from Jesus. Why? He went mute. Just imagine you hearing his voice fluently, and all of a sudden you don't hear. Lord, what did I? Okay, God, I'm gonna stay right here, and then you stay there, like the Twilight Zone. And then the whole day done went by. You like, okay, I'm just gonna go on a fast because I know if I'm fasting, I can really hear his voice. I said, and then you go on a fast, and then you still.
What you say?
You're like, okay. Okay, I'm fasting. Okay, I'm gonna consecrate myself. I ain't going out my door. Okay. It's just gonna be me and you, Jesus. Yeah. And I'm just gonna stay in my word because I know you'll talk to me through the word. And so I grab the Bible and then I'll be like, Lord, whatever it is you want me to know, take me to it. And then he take me to it. And it's that page to say New Testament. He's still mute. It's still mute. Because you know it's separate. It's a page. It's a white page to say New Testament. You like, okay. So you want me to read the New Testament. Now I'm leaning to my own understanding. You want me to read the New Testament. And so let me tell y'all what he said about the New Testament. He said, no, I don't want you to read the New Testament. I want you to know that I'm the New Testament. Now he talking. Now he talking. In the midst of him talking, when he said New Testament, it gave me a different perspective that I got to stop thinking he going to deal with me and talk to me the old way like he normally do. I may not audibly hear his voice. I may be reading something, or I may be riding past and see just a sign. Or I did, but to say the rain, girl. The rain. It could be any cotton picking thing. I got to come out the old and enter into the new. Because the old was our schoolmaster. The old was giving us examples and trying to tell us and show us what we can, what we can't do, what we should, what we shouldn't do. And helping us not to fall victimized to that thing. But the new is telling us, and this is how you're supposed to handle that. And this is how, those are those instructions. And those are those things that will take us through some stuff. That we can get over some stuff. We can't get over nothing. We can't get to that passage of a life's abundance. Because we ain't using them keys to go and stick it in that door and go through that door. We got to go through that. And again, I got to keep doing it. That carpet. Y'all think I'm playing. I want everybody in here individually to come up here one by one and try to open up that door. Let's start with you. I'm serious. So when you turn that knob, it wasn't easy to open. That's what I'm saying. See, when we get to that door and we push it through that door, we got to keep pressing through that door. We cannot allow ourselves. Come on, next person. Come on. So in this door, I want everybody, the next person in line or whatever in behind, and it may take a minute because it's quite a few of us. You see how it scrapes and scrapes. Sometimes it's going to be some scrapes and scrubbings at the bottom of that door. It's going to be some challenges and some hurts and some pains. And it's going to be some experiences. It's going to be some stuff that's going to cause you to want to shave off the bottom of the door. How can you shave off the bottom of the door when you ain't got the appropriate tools? You see how she did? She said, wait a minute. Sometimes you got to move to the side. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to move to the side. Sometimes you got to not just go to that door and turn that knob, but you got to put some kind of force behind it. You got to put some kind of expectation. So when you walking through that door, you are in expectation for some stuff. You are in expectation for that change. You are in expectation for that thing to be over with. You are in expectation of whatever you left on the other side of that door, you're not taking it into your New Testament. You're not going to take it into your New Testament. And look, you see how he closed it and didn't open it, and but he had to put a little tug to it because it got stuck. Sometimes it may make you want to think that you are in a place of being stuck, but you are not stuck. You got to put some vigor to it. You got to put some power to it. Come on, come on, come on. Next, don't be scared, baby. Fear is not the God. You walking up there to that door. You walking up there to that door like, I know I can. I think I can. Be like Dorothy on the Wizard of Oz. I know I can. I think I can. I know I can. I think I can. You got to encourage your own confidence. There it is. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You had to work with it. Sometimes you got to work with it, baby. How many times you done had to work with that man or that woman? How many times you had to work with that supervisor or even that colleague? How many times you had to work with that husband or that wife? How many sometimes you got to work with it? Come on, it's on you. It's your time. Come on and open up that door. You don't want to be the one that stand at the door and get stuck. You got to use that key. You got to use that key and put it in that door. And look, and that's it. That's it. Sometimes you need somebody to go with you to open up that door. Because of that, what she said, come on. Look, she did not ask her, did she want to go? She said, come on, let me go with you. Then I say, we need one another, baby. And sometimes you just got to. I ain't going by myself. I'm taking somebody with me through that door. So that's when you get double for your trouble. Come on. And make it a little easier. Say it again, girl. It makes it a little easier. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Y'all, that, we ain't skipping nobody. You better come on, y'all. Better act like you want to go through that door. You better act like, baby, I be striding and strutting to that door, baby. You hear what I say? Because we, as we know without a shadow of a doubt, that we are more than a conqueror. That thing can happen. It shall happen. It will happen. Why? Because you believe God. You believe you. Sometimes you gotta run to the door. And in your running, baby, you don't know what you're shaking on. You don't know what you're stepping on. Because a walking is something different from a running. When you running, you making deeper steps, baby. You don't know what you standing on. You don't know what you tearing down. You don't know what you moving out the way. Look, now that she said, I want to go through the door, but you better come on and get through that door. Baby, you can walk up there to that door together, but God may want to take you through it by yourself for that Tesla. Go through that door for that Tesla, girl. Yeah, look. And she don't even know how to drive, and God say he gonna give her a Tesla. Y'all do know Teslas know how to drive themselves. So what kind of grace and mercy is that? We talking about the promise of God. They're walking through the door. They're walking through the door. It's your turn. You don't walk through a whole lot of doors. The Lord done opened up so many doors for this one right here, baby. And he's still doing it. She like, that's why you don't want no dito ko sana. That's that door. That's that door that we want to walk through. Look, and she didn't close it behind her because she want to make sure that everything that she stepped through is coming right out with her. It's coming right out of with her. We just got to think about it. We got to think about that. Let me go close it for you. Because sometimes it may be hard. Y'all twisted it. Look, she said, wait. She said, I'm going through my door. I ain't playing. I'm getting through my door. We just got to step through them doors, baby. We got to step through. Look, when I sit up here and tell you, because I told y'all the other day when I was on the prayer line and he had me pray, I saw all kind of doors just swinging open. Just swinging. And I forgot all about that until he just started having me to preach about the doors. About the doors. Do not allow fear, doubt, compromising or even unbelief to make you doubt that you ain't got them keys, baby. You got the keys. They're not invisible. I want you to utilize the keys to enter into your New Testament. Your New Testament is through Jesus Christ. Your New Testament is through the belief. We walk by faith and not by sight. I'm not going to be able to stand here and look at what I see that's going to blind me from what I know. And what I know is that Jesus is real. Everything that he says is true. He cannot lie, and neither can he die. He's the only one true and living God. There's nobody else that is like him. See, y'all don't let me down. God won't let me down. He made it up for son. He may be able to go Sunday like I see. But God is the only one that's going to stand firm on his promises, baby. And even if you ain't getting them when you want them, he said, wait a minute. I got to prep you. I got to prepare you. I got to make sure that when I give it to you, he won't devour you. I got to make sure you're in your right position. So in the midst, I got to condition you. I got to make sure that when you do it, you are not going to exalt that thing higher than me and become an idolater. I got to make sure that you're going to be grateful and not just thankful.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We're talking about the doors.
Yes, Lord.
We're talking about God and God all by himself. If there's anything that is causing you to not believe or doubt, yellow sheets of paper and red pen, she gonna give y'all. I want y'all to write all that mess down. And when you get ready to go up there to that altar, you are closing that door on any and everything that you write down on that paper so that you can utilize your keys. The keys that God has given us, it ain't got no deadbolt, baby. You can speak life into a thing. You can speak life into that thing. That you may be enriched, enlightened, and gravitated. And gravity, you are being raised up. Am I right or wrong? And gravity, you are not sitting still, baby. But you're floating. That means you're soaring. And if you're soaring, baby, who can even catch you? Can't nobody catch you. Can't nobody catch you. That's it, girl.
Jesus.
He got all by himself.
Yes, Lord.
He don't need no help.
Yes.
The only thing that he wants you to do is release and let go. That's it. Nobody is greater than God.
Yes, Lord.
He is the way, the truth, and the life. He said that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's not going to continue to steal y'all joy because I'm standing in a gap that every tip that you shed is going to return back unto you with tears of joy. That's me. Any and everybody that's walking in here in depression, I bind and rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Anybody that's walking in here that think and believe that it cannot happen, I'm speaking life to that thing that you doubting, because I know that God is a God of reality and he will bring that thing into actuality. I know who he is and what he is capable of. I know there is nothing too hard for him and his arms is not slack. And guess what? He don't need you to help him do absolutely nothing. God is capable and he is able. There's nothing impossible with him. That thing that you think is far-fetched, that thing that you think is too good to be true, remember, God is good and everything that he say is true. Why? Because he cannot lie. He can't lie. He can't lie. So when the enemy try to come to you and try to steal, kill, or destroy you in your mind, in your thoughts, or in every challenge in your life, say, God cannot lie. Just tell him that. God can't lie. You may be going through something and it may not even seem that you ain't going to get that fleet, but you say to yourself, God cannot lie. God, say, you what? I got it. You just wait says you got to come to him believing, that means you know. I know. Instead of that, switch up our prayers. Lord, I know you can heal me. Lord, I know you're going to make me a millionaire. Lord, I know that you are going to heal my family. Lord, I know you're going to break every addiction. Lord, I know that you're going to break any and every generational curse. I know you can do it, God. I'm not coming to you asking you, but I'm coming to you with confidence and knowing that you are able, baby. I know he is able. I know he is able. Put that stuff on the altar. Once you put it on the altar, just start praying for yourself. Bring it to the altar and start praying for yourself. Individually, remember, he know you by your name, baby. He know any and everything that you want. He know any and everything that you desire. He know any and everything that you need. He said that he'll supply your every need. So don't think that you ain't got what you need. Don't think that you are lacking. But know that God is your provider. Don't think that you can't have this and you can't have that. But you know God is your creditor. Don't think that this can't change and that can't change. Because you know that God is a God that could change it all. Huh. Y'all write that stuff down. Put it on the altar. And after you put it on the altar, stay on the altar. Stay on the altar. It's hot up here, baby. Stop praying for yourself. Because I'm going to go into prayer in a minute. I'm just giving y'all a little bit of time to write down this stuff. We're not leaving nobody out on today. Nobody. Any and everything that has caused you to be doubtful in your mind, write it down. You can go on up there. Go on up to the altar. Put it down. Go on up there. Go on up there and get your blessing. God is in the blessing business. He's going to do some things for each and every last one of us individually on today. He's going to move some things out the way. He's going to shuffle some things. He's going to settle some things. He's going to change some things. He's going to open up some things. So use the keys that you got. Activate your faith. Utilize your belief. Work that thing on today and watch God be God. You stop being you and watch God be God. You stop doing you and watch God be God. Because that situation and that concern, that problem and that fear that you're going through, don't you know God can speak a word? And that word is peace. Be still. And peace gotta be still. He say you mighty through him. So the pulling down the strongholds. Cast it out imagination and try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. You got some kind of power inside of you. You got some might inside of you. You got something inside of you that can't nobody else take. Can't nobody else move. And can't nobody else shake. You. I can't sit still. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, you know it's by name. You just said it. You know who we are. You know our problems. You know our concerns. Your people crying out to you. They writing down this stuff. They giving it to you, God. Oh, Baba, shade loco Sunday na kasiya. Oh, Mama, nido loco shana. I want everybody to just concentrate on the Lord right now. He come to the see you. Don't pay attention to who's standing next to you. Don't pay attention to what's going on the altar, but get him for yourself. He know exactly who you are. He know exactly what you need and how much of it that you need. Come on, come on, come on, come on. He is God all by himself. He come to the see. Just start when you praying to him this time. Just say, Lord, I know you're going to handle that situation. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. Lord, I know you're going to fix that thing that's going on in the homes, Father God. I know you're going to fix it, God. I know you're going to remove all that division that's going on in the homes, Lord. I know, Father God, that you are going to reconcile the marriages, Lord. I know, Lord, that you could go in, Father God, and reconstruct the womb, God. I know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you could go in, Father Father God, and change the condition of our hearts. I know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you can help our financial situation, because you say the earth is Lord's and the fullness thereof and everything that you ready. You say the silver and the gold is yours. Oh God, I know that you're going to be able to help us even in our unbelief, Father God, because you are God that cannot lie. Manifest yourself, God. Release your glory, Lord. Outpour your spirit on today, God, that your people would know without a shadow of a doubt that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine. We done came to you, Lord. We done made our petition known. We laid it down at your feet. And even if we didn't lay it down, you know what's inside of our hearts. Go in and search our hearts, God. Go in and wipe them clean. Remove the clutter on today, God. Remove the stench, Lord. Wash us over, God. Make us fresh. A new dip. Not nothing we trying to do ourselves. We don't want to be thieves. We don't want to be robbers. Oh Lord. But we want to go in through the right way. We want to enter in through that door the right way. Help us to go through the door, God. Help us to enter in through the door, God, that you freely opened up for us. You gave us access to go through the door. You gave us access to be able to enter in. You gave us the keys so we are not even locked out. The Lord say you ain't locked out. And I ain't knocked you out either. You ain't locked out. I gave you the keys, said the Lord. I want you to enter into my rest. Everything that you wrote down on that paper, everything that you put on the altar, I want you to know that it's already done. You're just waiting for it to manifest. You're not holding on to that doubt. You're not holding on to that fear, that shame, that embarrassment. Anything that caused you to even want to not even forgive yourself for, because there's some people in here that don't want to forgive themselves and they got some regrets. You want to leave all that stuff down at the door. You don't want to hold on to it, because we need to know that everything happened according to what God has planned, the ordination of it all. God is help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to know, Lord, that you are able to do these things. You are capable of doing these things, Lord. Any and everything. On the count of three, I want everybody to scream when I count to three. Now, let me tell you, in your screaming, you are releasing some stuff. I don't want y'all to take that stuff back out that door. Please leave it here with me. Because I'm a laborer and I'm a pray over that thing, baby. You better believe I'm touching and agreeing with you, because God's going to move some things. He's going to move some things. He said he's shifted and shaking some things up for you. He's shifted and shaking some things up for you. Yeah. 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 He's shifting and shaking some things up. Because you believe God. Simply because you believe. So we're going to go a little bit deeper. Instead of just believing God, how about we trust him? Let's trust him to do it. Say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you to work it out, God. I believe you, but I'm going to trust you to do it. I believe you can, but I'm going to trust you to do it. Lord, remove any hidden intentions, any hidden motives on today. Any and everything that's causing it to be delayed, denied, Lord, and we sure don't want to forfeit it. Move it out the way. Remove the stumbling blocks, the hindrances. I just heard the Lord say, you're going to get some scuffs on your knees. He got some salve for the scuffs. You got layers of skin. Don't you know you got layers of skin? So if he's scuffing your knee, he taking off that layer that ain't no use, and he trying to take you into your New Testament. He trying to take you into that new place, that new perspective, that new attitude. I just want you, baby, you turn around three times, just three times. Not counting clockwise, go the other way. Because you ain't trying to backtrack in nothing to how you local see. And that's our tea local see. Now you act like you already got that thing. How you the local see? Oh, baba, something like I see. You bless them like you already got it, baby. Because God has dispatched his angels on your behalf. He has sent them. He has mandated them. He has mandated the angels on your behalf. He has dispatched them that they can go and perform that thing that he has already promised. Jesus. on the count of three, because some of us need to release some things. On the count of three, I want y'all to just cut loose. One, two, three, scream! Turn, give me some volume to that music. Give me some volume to that music.
Let's just begin to love God more. Hello. No more. You ain't gotta hide.
got to be afraid. All that is fit to be behind you. All that is fit to be behind you. Give me some oil, please. Pour it around her.
Yeah.
to. Let it all out. It's already getting better. It's already getting better. It's already getting easier.
Thank you for breaking the chains.
will be bound again, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not to the stuff that we release today.
I pray for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord.
We never going to be bound to this.
I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him. God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off on me. Deliver me and my secrets that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I pray. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We pray.
Like you do. We dare not take any credit for anything that you allow us to do in your will, your way, and by your spirit. We bow down to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we glorify you, and we honor you, and we thank you in advance for what you are about to do. Lord, cover your people on today, God, and even as they continue to go be your goshande de la casilla, allow your peace to consume them, Lord, in your son Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want all the children to line up in the middle of the aisle, please, because I need to anoint the children. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Anybody need any envelopes? Raise your hand. Get envelopes off the table back there. Jesus. We got a new song we sing.
Look, first
now, because you better drink that water for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to see the goodness of the Lord, y'all. I thank you, Lord. The Lord is going to do some things for each and every individual in here. I'm telling you what the Lord said. I don't just say nothing just to say it. And sure don't say it to make you feel good. We're looking for to see the goodness of the Lord. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. I pray to God that it was something said on today that would encourage us to continue to move forward and press to go through the door. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.